your fucking veins.
Yes.
That's real good.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Stuff my fucking whore hole.
Get a life and stop jacking it.
Oh, God. Oh, man. Oh, feels fucking fantastic, man.
Party in my pants.
I barfed on my tits.
You get off on this, don't you?
I want to milk the chocolate out of your cock.
Oh, drop a load on me.
Get down, right on my nubbin.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, February 2nd, 2009. Coming up on the program today, football and porn. The best Super Bowl ever. Plus, that rotting foot smell. And a 12-year-old starts his own business. Fucking 45-year-old women. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Tuesday podcast. We're going to get into Sextastic Tuesday in just a second, but first, I was on Craigslist again. I wasn't looking up scat personal ads this time, even though I think they're the best. Guys that want to either shit on someone's face or be shit upon. I stumbled upon a new type of personal ad I'm obsessed with. Guys who are drugged up in looking for sex. They're called tweakers. Look up tweak on Craigslist. Here's the first ad I found. The headline is, Partied? Need come down head? I need come down head. Very masculine experience, cocksucker. Okay. If you partied up, tweaked, or done coming down, I'm very good at strong or soft head on your limp slash hard cock. A lot of times if you're, you know, messed up on drugs, you're not going to be able to get it up, but you still want sex. Gentle work for you while you enjoy the last of your party. Licking and sucking your ass, nuts, and cock will swallow when and if you're ready to shoot. The headline for the second ad I came across is simply, Fuck this tweak bitch boy. Had a lot of Mary Jane earlier, still horny even after being fucked. Need more raw cock in my bitch boy ass. Looking for a big dick to stretch my hole and plow it. Party friendly. Sounds like he's more of a pothead than a tweaker. And finally, anonymous pump and dump. Tweaked up horny bottom looking to take cock and cum. Hairy crack, real hungry hole. I've been partying all weekend. I don't understand why the T is capitalized in partying. In all of these tweaker ads, the T in partying is capital. Maybe it stands for tweaking, I don't know. Been partying all weekend, need more. Come breed the whore. Sounds like a game show. It's time to
breed the whore!
Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck you!
All right, enough of that. Let's get into Sextastic Tuesday right now. Last week, someone called in asking that I replay a story that involves sea lions. Now, I don't remember the sex story, but thank God one of my listeners remembered which show it was on. So I have it here. We're going to replay it for you now. I haven't listened to this thing. We're going to listen to it together. So here we go. Sextastic Tuesday. Let's get into it right now.
Oh, mama. It's Sextastic Tuesday. On Distorted View.
Of all the crummy places to get sent to, this island is 50 miles from anywhere, and nothing but sand, a hut, and the seals. Well, sea lions. Oh no. Don't fuck the sea lions. And noisy? Keep me up half the night. One little slip-up, and I get tossed here. What? Oh yeah, I'm supposed to be recording scientific data on the little bastard. Well, at least I'm getting a good tan. Bye for now, John. He folded the letter in half and put it with the rest of the mail. Boat wasn't due for another 2 months. Hell, might as well go sit on the beach and take some more notes. Removing his trunk so he wouldn't have a bikini line, the young man went out to the beach and got comfortable. John was laying on the warm sand, enjoying life, when one of the pups came over, squalling as usual, and decided that his big toe was a nipple in disguise. Yes, he's going to fuck a sea lion. I can see this coming from a mile away. So it started sucking and slurping and salivating all over his foot. He waited until the animal was done, which took a few minutes, then shook it off and folded it up against his groin. What? He crossed the other one up and into his hip socket. Oh, he's talking about his legs. Okay. Into the classical yoga move. He sat contemplating his navel until the little twerp came back. Must be weaning time again, he thought. That's when the juveniles would suck on anything to see if it gave milk. Noisy as ever, the creatures wanted to try out that oddly shaped teat again. It sniffed around him, barking every now and then. John thought about shooing it away, but didn't want to break his concentration. The sea lion pup did that for him. It put a wet flipper on either thigh and dived for the middle. The sea lion is going to give him a blowjob? Story is science fiction. All of a sudden, the young man found himself with a hungry pup attached to his cock. He yelped, that's how people yell, and looked down into one brown eye. Ooh, we're already getting to the anal part. Tried coaxing it off with a finger, but the animal wanted the nipple it had found. Then John forgot about everything as his penis expanded in the warmth. 6 weeks without any company but his hand. He dug his fingers into the dry sand as a rough tongue raked across the sensitive underside. The sea lion let out a grunt, then slobbered all over the cock. The young man couldn't take but a few minutes of this. He clutched his thighs, balls rumbling under the smooth chin. The animal knew something was going on because it stepped up its suction. And when the cum splashed against the back of its throat, it squeezed rhythmically on John's maleness with its thick tongue, literally milking him dry until nothing more could be coaxed out, not by suction or friction. The sea lion gave snort, then a guttural growl. I don't know how to do that. And dropping his shrinking dick, made its way back out to the sea. By now, John was exhausted and was about ready to pass out. Son of a bitch! He went over to a deserted spot and washed himself with seawater. Afterwards, he lay down in his homemade hammock to take a nap. He woke up from a hot sex dream only to find an animal, its nose pressed against the canvas, slobbering away at his erection. Oh, shit! Must have slipped through one of the holes. He grabbed the sides, another orgasm setting his nerves on fire. The sea lion's strong throat muscles pulled the cum from his testicles. Then, a muscular tongue not only stripped the remaining ejaculate out of the fleshy pole, but did it so thorough a job its owner got another mouthful of cum! Congratulations, sea lion. Frustrated it couldn't get any more milk, the animal barked, and went off in search of another source, while the man lay in a stupor, unable to even twitch, eyes staring at each other. When John finally gathered enough strength to move, he flopped out of the hammock and crawled into the hut. The young man lay half in, half out for a while, then heard a commotion coming out from behind him. The sea lions are back for more. Now what? A whiskered snout tickled his heel. Oh, not again. Go away, he croaked, shoving weakly at the creature with one foot. Finally, this guy's coming to his senses. Sea lions aren't even that attractive. I could understand maybe if it was a zebra or something. That I could really get behind and fuck. But sea lions, come on. All those whiskers, that would just annoy me, getting a blowjob by a sea lion. So just in case there's any sea lions listening to this program, I'm not interested. Do nothing for me. This animal wasn't about to be put off so easily. Oh no. It sniffed up his leg, stopping at the junction. It nuzzled his balls and sniffed his dick, but really seemed to be fascinated by his butt. It sniffed every inch of his ass, then stuck its nose into the valley. John could only grunt and wave a hand feebly as the animal moved up his spinal cord, stopping to lick at a patch of skin. Long flippers lay on either side of his thighs as the animal rubbed its smooth skin against his tan hide. Here it comes. It wasn't until he felt something long and thick press against his ass that John realized what the animal wanted.
He wants your boy pussy.
It must be one of the younger males, he thought. Not big enough to steal a female, but still horny. He chuckled when he remembered watching one try to screw a coconut and had made numerous accounts of them humping the sand in frustration. Aww. He gasped at 7 inches of slippery animal cock that slid through his butt cheeks. Yeah, you're not laughing now, are you, John? John flexed his glutes, pressing on the maleness, holding it into place. That wasn't such a good idea. The animal barked, and ejaculate squirted all over his ass. John thought that now that the creature had finished, it would leave him in peace. Oh, no. But instead of moving off of the exhausted human, the sea lion stroked his sides and slid its cock through the slime, finding that puckered anal ring. Oh, puckered anal ring. Which resisted the intruder for a moment, but it was no match for the streamlined tip, slick with cum and sweat. John groaned as the entire length slowly made its way into his entrails. This is like the least hot sex story ever. Entrails, streamlined tip, ugh, puckered anal ring. Guy needs to learn how to write a sex story. You'd think, you know, you have sea lions, a man stranded on the island, hot interspecies sex. Oh, that's a recipe for fantasticness. But no, he has to go and gunk it up with disgusting phrases. The sea lion growled, shoving its hips down until a leathery sheath was pressed against the tan cheeks. Nuzzling his neck, the animal buggered him with long, slow strokes. The young man wiggled his toes as his prostate gland was massaged thoroughly. Wow, this is a turn-on! And John thought about raising up and getting that last little bit, but the animal didn't seem to mind, quite happy to slide only 9/10 of its maleness into the warm, tight orifice. Nor did he seem to care when the human slumped forward as he came in a flurry of quick humps. The sea lion lay on top of the man for a few minutes, then it pulled its shrinking cock out of the wonderful hole it had found and made its way back to the sea. John crawled the rest of the way to the hut. Well, yeah. There's no way you can walk. Sir, you're going to have a real problem for the next couple days. Standing up, walking, or sitting down. I hope to God you packed one of those inflatable hemorrhoid donuts. You're going to need it. The days flew by. Not many sea lions were left. The day before the ship was to arrive, he went out to say farewell to the beach and get a few hours of nude sunbathing in. Ooh. A whiskered smooch told John that another male had come looking for either a meal or a good lay. It occurred to him then that in all this time, he never sucked on them. Well, let's take care of that. He grasped the rubbery pole, licking on the testicles. Ugh, they tasted salty and good. The sea lion grunted around his cock, sucking harder. It moaned when he let his tongue slide along the length of its dick. He sucked the tip in, noting the flavor was like its nuts, salty and male. Salty and male. Male is not a flavor, sir. He swallowed the rubbery flesh to where it vanished into the penile slit. Sucked with abandon, reveling in having two males at the same time. Oh, there's two sea lions. Kinky. The only problem was they were both premature ejaculators. Wham, bam, thank you. Oh, shit. The sea lion had no more than pulled out of his ass, then another bigger cock filled the vacant hole. He's now being gangbanged by sea lions. His mouth, too, had another penis to work upon. Someone munched his tortured testicles. Jesus Christ. Before gulping down his rock-hard maleness. His anus was swamped with semen. Cum poured into his hole, his nuts made to give up yet another mouthful of rich cream. The orgy lasted most of the day. Finally, when the last cock had been drained, no more could be gotten out of his balls, and cum dribbled over his ass, they left. John crawled out to the sea's edge, washed as best as he could, and went into his shack for a long snooze. When the boat came, it found an empty hut, for John had not been alone. A tribe of island natives had used the beach for their fertility rites. The light-skinned one had been chosen by the sea gods. He had made it with the furry ones, as they did. It took very little persuasion on their part to get him to come with them. They got into their canoes and paddled to another island, where dogs greeted them with barks and licks. And other men, also nude, welcomed the new one. That night, as John lay next to a large male dog whom he was slowly buggering, he smiled. "So it looks like I found someone new," he thought to himself. The animal growled, rubbed his head against the smooth chest, thrust his slick doggy cock through long fingers. Lamna hoped master came before sleep overtook them both. He yawned and wriggled in the human's lap, impatient to feel his new master's penis swell inside his guts. He got his wish, too. The end. Wow, you asked for it, that's all I can say. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yeah, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, please consider signing up. This is pretty much how I make all my money. So that $5 a month or $50 a year goes to supporting the program. However, I am not a goddamn charity case. I give you plenty of exclusive content well worth that $5 a month. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. We do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. This past weekend, we did a bonus episode, did a video cast yesterday, bonus show today. You've got no reason not to sign up. You love Distorted View, show it. Sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com, all right? Oh, and we're giving away that Xbox this month. If you sign up by February 14th, you'll be entered to win that Xbox 360. Ha! All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Comcast believes the porno that interrupted its feed of the Super Bowl Sunday night was the result of foul play. Get it? Foul play. Super Bowl, football, porn. A company spokeswoman said Monday morning. Quote, "Our initial investigation suggests this was an isolated malicious act," spokeswoman Kelly Maslin said in a statement. "We are mortified by last evening's Super Bowl interruption, and we apologize to our customers. We are conducting a thorough investigation to determine how this happened." Well, it's still unclear how many viewers were affected by the clip, which lasted for about 30 seconds and featured full male nudity.
Come on, it'll be the best fuck you ever had. I swear to God. Hey, wait, now look, I promise you walk with a constant quiver for a week, at least. Hey, look, I'm not so bad, right? Come on. Good looking, huh?
I'm going for the police.
Hey, fuck the police. Look at this.
And that's pretty much when he showed her his cock. All right, I don't know if that was the porno that was being played, but it very well could have been. Comcast is Southern Arizona's largest cable subscriber with more than 80,000 customers. The interruption was only seen by Comcast subscribers who received a standard definition signal. Those who watched the game on high def were not affected. The newspaper was flooded with calls from irate viewers who said that the porn cut right into the game with less than 3 minutes left to play, just after Arizona Cardinals player Larry Fitzgerald scored on a touchdown pass from Kurt Warner to put the team in the lead. Caller said the clip showed a woman unzipping a man's pants, followed by a graphic act between the two. The Super Bowl was being shown locally on KVOA. The station sends its signal to Cox Communications, oddly appropriate considering the nature of the story, which then sends the signal to Comcast. So their investigation continues. Second story we have for you today. A 12-year-old schoolboy posted naked pictures of himself online and offered to be a prostitute to women as old as 45. I like how he set boundaries. You know, this kid is wise beyond his years. 45 is the cutoff. All right, so yes, the Hong Kong student calls himself Little Long and offered sex services to females between the ages of 10 and 45. Quite a spread on an adult friendship forum. Little Long describes himself as a Christian who was offering to make love to girls and women for $91. He also included a photograph of his genitals. You know what this kid needs to do? He needs to record a dating on demand personal ad. The things I'm looking for in a woman is that she should have a pussy, and it'd be cool if she was into Pokemon. My dream date would be, you come to my junior high school and get me out of class, and then we go to Chuck E. Cheese and find a bathroom stall, and I fuck you, and then you buy me ice cream. You should date me because I'm as yellow as the sun, I'm 12 and know how to have fun, and I'll plow you in the cunt.
Thank you.
back to the story here. Angry internet users published the boy's personal details online through a process known in China as human search engine, where online resources and information are pooled to track a person down. After he was revealed, the boy posted an online appeal to his principal not to expel him from school. Hong Kong Internet Society Chairman Charles Mok Nai Kwong said people who posted information about the boy should know they are committing a crime. What really makes things complicated is that a minor is at the center of this fiasco, but he should be given a second chance because of his immaturity. Police said they've been investigating the case, but no charges have been laid. Unlike the women this kid's been with. Ooh, ba-dum-bum. All right, final story we have for you today. A philosophy student with smelly feet has only undistorted view. A philosophy student with smelly feet has won the right to attend lectures at a Dutch university after a 10-year legal battle. Just wash your goddamn feet! You could have graduated like a decade ago if you would have just washed them. Tunis Tenbroek was thrown out from the, Erasmus University in Rotterdam after complaints from professors and other students that it was impossible to study with the smell from his feet. Now, after a lengthy legal battle, a court has ruled that having smelly feet is no excuse to ban a student from a university. The judge said, "Our considered opinion is that the professors and other students will just have to hold their noses and bear it." Tenbroek told the court, "Although I could no longer attend lectures, I tried to carry on by studying in the library, but then I was banned from the library as well." Did the judge smell this kid's feet? Because I think that might have, you know, swayed his decision. The university will have one advantage from the ruling. Dozens of books that the student had been unable to return because of the ban can now be handed back. Now the university has announced instead of banning students with smelly feet, they are planning to issue fines to tackle such problems. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky deekies.
This is Timothy Liu Kang, Shang Tsung Kano, Sub-Zero Henson.
Yes.
This is Brian, your Android Sideshow member from New Jersey. And you were wondering what Xbox 360 games to get.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been hearing a lot of Halo 3. It's a good game, but you know. I would suggest the Gears of War series. It's a lot bloodier, grittier, darker.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for all of your suggestions. I'm done now. I don't want any more calls about that.
What is it? Jagoo? Okay. Hey, Jagoo, Tim Henson. Hey, it's Adam Curry. How you doing?
You are not Adam Curry.
I call up and say,
this is the same guy who does Scott Farrell, I believe.
He still supports you. And this is not Scott Farrell. Definitely not Scott Farrell. I got better things to do with my time than call up, distort view, acting like Adam Curry. So, want to make any...
Well, Adam, you know my PayPal email address, please. Send me boatloads of cash. Thank you.
Hey, Tim. This is Susan from Kentucky. I've missed you so much this past week. I haven't had any fucking electricity.
Oh, I missed you too, Sugar Pie.
But I've seen an awesome church sign that made me think of you. It said, you can't love anyone with a fist. And I'm sure you beg to differ with that, but I thought you did.
Oh, I get it. It's a domestic abuse thing. I beg to differ.
Hey, Tim. This is Popeye Doyle here. New Sideshow member.
Nice. Good boy.
So far, it's really good. In fact, I'd describe it as fucking fantastic, man. Your fucking words going right into my fucking ear hole, man. Anyway, that's not what I'm calling about. I was calling about probably the grossest thing on your show. It's not maggot porn. It's not the shit slipper. It is the grossest thing is you talking about the old cheese smell in your beard. It makes me gag every time. So, yeah, I don't know.
Really?
Stop mentioning it, I guess. Okay, bye.
Oh, no. I'm going to talk about it more now that I know that it bugs you.
Jigga Tim's Jazz from California. A couple things to tell you. A little bit ago, here, couple blocks from my house.
Next time I get that cheesy mustache smell, I'm going to record my mom. I'm going to have my mom smell it or my dad smell it, and they can describe to you what they're smelling. I think it would be good to get a third party involved.
You, a little bit ago, here, couple blocks from my house, here in Redwood City, California, down there's this lady and her baby standing by train station.
Jaha.
And this, I don't know, Puerto Rican guy or something, mm-hmm. came up to them, took a rock, and started beating the shit out of the little baby.
What?
He finished up, walked away, and they caught him. Apparently, he thought the kid was the devil. The kid suffered severe brain damage. That was funny. Anyway.
That was funny. Well, what town are you from? That's got to be in the newspaper. I'd love to read that story on the show. Be a great excuse to get Satan back here on the program. All right, a couple more here.
Hey, Tim, was it just me or when you were making fun of the guy for talking into the phone like he's sucking cock that you mumbled Good Burger? I mean, nice all that reference. I mean, Jesus, Kenan Thompson.
Wait a second. I did not say Good Burger.
Thompson, I mean... Or is he the fat guy? Which one was the thin guy?
First of all, fact that you know any sort of Good Burger or all that reference really speaks volumes about you. I really didn't say that.
I put the screw in the tuna. Jesus Christ, that was, what, like 15 years ago? I appreciate the reference, but I just thought it was pretty goddamn obscure.
It was a coincidence, if anything. I didn't watch all that. I think that was... I was a little too old for that program.
Jigu, Tim. This is another one of your underage listeners from California, Ted.
Burger.
Yeah, I was calling about the whole sideshow thing. How are the underage listeners supposed to get in on all that stuff? Because it sounds
not.
Great.
You're not even supposed to be listening to the show. But, you know, if you get your parents' permission or something, you could always use their PayPal account or... you can sign up for a yearly membership through our P.O. Box address, which is up on the show notes today. Just send me $50, and I'll set you up. Make sure you put your email address and your name so I know who to send that membership to. All right, and finally today.
Hey, Tim, this is Jonathan, Sideshow member from Bryan, Ohio.
Yes.
Heard your last show. Glad to hear that the Sideshow is keeping your bills going, you know.
Kind
I know
of.
I'll keep mine up for as long as I possibly can.
Thank you. Well, I mean, you know, I've been doing it as a full-time job for 2 years now, so...
Just wanted to tell you, if you ever run into problems, just remember, there's always money.
In the banana stand. That's right. Yes, I thank all of you Sideshow members, and, you know, doesn't mean I'm not poor. I'm eating ramen noodles every day. Or, you know what I really enjoy? The Kraft macaroni and cheese with ketchup. I think that's delicious. But, you know, I love doing the show, so I put up with, you know, only owning two pairs of pants. Because the thing is, I was poor before I started the Sideshow, and now I'm still poor, but at least I'm doing something I enjoy. So there you go. Thank you, everyone, for all the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48-206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh, God.
Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy. Boy, pussy.
Sure. Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe. Oh, yes, it's a new month. If you haven't voted in the month of February... Do so right now. There's a link on the show notes. It takes just a second. Get us in the top 10. And yes, subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys want some Distorted View bumper stickers, just email me with your address and let me know what you've been doing to help, you know, spread the distortion. Get the word out about Distorted View. And I will be happy to email you some bumper stickers. Got a bonus episode for Sideshow Freaks. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye!
don't cook